Okay, we're up to Perek Chof, Pasuk Tezvav. Okay, we're up to Yesh Zav Rav Peninim Uchli Yakar Sifsei Doas. There are people out here in the world who have a lot of gold and a lot of pearls, but the ultimate utensil that is precious is the Koyach of Dibur, Sfas Sifsei Doas, lips of knowledge, eloquent speech, words of wisdom. This is more precious than gold and pearls. Let's look at the words of the Metzudos David Pasuk, Perikhov Pasuk Tezvav. So let's see the words of the Metzudos David. Yesh Zav, Hine, behold, Yesh Ba'olam Dai Zahav V'harbe Penimim. In this world there is an abundance of gold, and there is an abundance of pearls in Cain. So therefore, even though we think that these things are rare commodities, and that's why they're so expensive, it's not necessarily so. Relative, it's so relative. Everything in this world is relative. The amount of gold and the amount of pearls is much, much greater than the number of people in this world that have lips of da'as. So therefore, im kein hoil v'yesh harbe mehem, ein buhem chashivus kol kach. It's no big deal. No big deal to have a lot of gold, a lot of pearls. Aval, what is valuable? Value is defined by something that is extremely rare. Aval sifsei da'as hem kechli yakar. The lips of knowledge is a kli yakar. It's a precious tool, a precious utensil. Ratzolaymar, kikelim ho asuyim mi'avne yakor, like utensils that are made from stones, precious stones, she hachashibus rav bohem, that the value is very great, mitzad atzman, due to their inherent value. Umuleches tavnisam, and the way they are created, the unique way they are crafted. These are things which are not common, which are not to be found. So we have over here this beautiful idea that the true great chokhmah, the true treasure in this world are sifsei doas. Let me actually read you a medrash. The medrash says, I'll read you the entire thing. Here we go. The medrash over here is Vayikra Rabba, Rabbi Tanchuma Pasach. Tuchum began, Yesh Zohav, Verov Pnimim, Mechli Yoko, Sifsei Doas, Benoihak Sheba Oilam, Odom Yesh Loi Zov Chesef, Vanam Toivo Samargolius, Vachol Klei Chemdov, Sheba Oilam, Toivo Vedas, Vilu, Toivo Vedas, Einbo. If you find a person that is extremely wealthy, has gold, silver, precious stones, and so on and so forth, but does not possess knowledge, does not possess intellect, Toiva Vidas Inbo, Ma Kinoyo Yeshlo. What does this person really have in this world? Nothing. Nothing. All his wealth. If he doesn't have the knowledge, the seichel, the intellect to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's all the money worth? On the other hand, Mislo Amar Das Konisa Machosarta. And there's an expression that says, if you have, put the other way around, das konisa, if you have merited to acquire knowledge, you're lacking nothing. Knowledge is the ultimate object of value. Das chasarta, if a person is lacking intellect, all the money in the world is not worth anything. Ma konisa, what have you acquired? Okay, so this is, okay, that's one medrash. Then the medrash goes further to say something else, a very beautiful idea. Here, next medrash. Yesh zohav hakol heviu nidvasam lemishkan. The medrash goes on to describe the time of the building of the Mishkan. It came to the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu made an appeal. Everyone should bring forward valuable objects to build the Mishkan. So there were some people who brought gold, some brought silver, some brought precious pearls. The Nesim, the princes, they brought the precious stones for the Ephod and the Choshen. And Moshe Rabbeinu had Chalisha Sadas. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a poor man. This was before, Moshe Rabbeinu became rich from the sellers of the Luchos. The question was, when exactly was Mount Torah? Okay, but whatever it was, but Moshe Rabbeinu had Chalisha Sadas, and he did not have the ability to contribute gold, silver, and Choshes, the 13 various things that were donated to the Mishkan. So Hashem basically said to him, Moshe Rabbeinu, you, what you have is more precious than anyone else, because you have the Yichud with the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem speaks directly to you. So your koyach hadibur, the ability, the communication, the sifsei das, this which is, represents the concept that the communication you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinitely more valuable than all of the gold and silver that people have contributed towards the Beis HaMikdash. Let me read the words inside. Yeish zav hakol hiviu nidvasim lemishkan zav, people bought gold, hadohu d'chsev, v'zoy satum asher tichu meitim zav chesun chishes, v'rapanimim, it says there were an abundance of pearls, zav nidvasim shel nesim, the princes, d'chsev, it says, v'hanesim hiviu, they brought the avnei shoyam, bat uchli yikar sifsei doas. What does that mean? Elosh lefi shahoyse nafshe shel Moshe agu. Moshe was upset, he was sad. V'amar, hakol hiviu nidvasim l'mishkan v'ani lo hivesi, I brought nothing. Amar l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayecha shediburcha chaviv ala yosim min hakol, the fact that I communicate with you is more precious to me than all of the donations that have been given by everyone in Klal Yisrael. Shemikulam l'kara hadibur el l'moshe, like Vayikra El Moshe. Beautiful medrash to be able to come close. We have this every single day. Think about this every single day. We go and we daven. Come in the morning, Shachris, you're able to daven with the meaning. We have this matana, a direct line to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What more can you possibly want? The Umos Olam, people, they wake up in the morning, you go out early. I used to wonder, you know, the traffic. And we go, I guess, to go to a bris in Lakewood, 6 o'clock in the morning. So much traffic, 5 o'clock in the morning. Where is everyone going? 5 o'clock in the morning, I have a bris in Lakewood, the davening is 7 o'clock, you got to be out of the house by 5 o'clock. Right? So you're at 5 o'clock, and you're on the road, go to whether it's the Lincoln Tunnel, or the George Washington Bridge, the FDR. Where's everyone going 5 in the morning? They're going to make money. It's all about money. And Klal Yisrael, you get 5 o'clock in the morning to go daven. This is Beferish more chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dibur, the communication we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sifsei das. Okay, there's just one important thing I want to mention is that everyone knows that there's a sefer called the Kli Yakar from Harav Ephraim Lenschitz. Ephraim Lenschitz is the Mechaber of the Kli Yakar. Ephraim Lenschitz must have lived about 200 years ago, at least, maybe even more, 300 years ago, the Kli Yakar. It's printed in all the Mikros Gedolos Chumashim, and he called the Sefer the Kli Yakar. And seemingly, it comes from this pasuk. It's also interesting, many people, they make a mistake, they call it the Kli Yakar. Is it called the Kli Yakar or the Klei Yakar? I don't know. But I'm assuming that it must have been based on, I'm assuming the Kli Yakar is built upon this pasuk. It's one thing, you know, you have a nice catchy title, Kli Yakar. Klei Yakar. Well, out of context. Klei would be Yakarim. Yes. Klei Yakar. Would it be Klei Yakarim? I guess so.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but sometimes there are some more complex. Yeah, Klei Kodesh. Klei, you don't say Klei Kodeshim. So I don't know. I don't know anything about grammar. But if he does take the expression out of context, let's assume that Klei Yakar would be grammatically correct. Let's make that assumption for the moment, because I think a lot of people do use it in that form, like Klei Kodesh. So why don't we say Klei Kodeshim, Klei Kodesh? I don't know. There must be some rule. I don't know. So clay, let's assume it would be correct. So you would, okay, clay kodesh. But when you see possibly, I really don't know. I have to ask. I know one of the iniklach from the clay akar. But when you see this expression in the context of this pasuk, you right away it has a whole different meaning. That it's not just clay akar. It's sifsei das. It's lips of knowledge. This, he felt, obviously, was his contribution. He didn't have money, he didn't have zav and pnimim, but he had chidushim, chidushei Torah, sifsei doas to a person is the Kli Yakar. And here it's written in the singular form as the Kli Yakar, not the Klei Yakar. So in two things, number one, if this is the source for his title, it's Kli Yakar, not Klei Yakar, as it's commonly pronounced. Number two, it does not just stam Kli Yakar. It's the context is sifsei das. The sifsei das is the Kli Yakar that's more valuable than everything else you can possibly imagine. All the different things we have here in this pasuk. A
All right. So that concludes Pasuk Tes Vav. Now we go on to Pasuk Tes Zayin. Lekach bigdoi ki arav zar uve'ad nochriya chavleu. Here we are discussing a cosigner. Cosigner, we had this idea already a few times in Mishlei, that it's not a good idea to be a cosigner. Only a foolish person, in fact, would be a cosigner. Why would you... I don't want to say foolish person. Sometimes, you know, you do a tremendous kindness. Aruba deruba, when a person is a cosigner, it's an act of tzedakah. I once heard of a story that was by a hesped, a levi, and there was a very wealthy man, and he was in diamonds. And a very, very wealthy person. And his son was in the business with him. And he gave a lot of tzedakah. And every so often, different Hasidish people, this person was a more from the modern Orthodox community. And he had a lot of contacts among the Hasidim. Poor people would come to him all the time for tzedakah. And once a person came and wanted tzchayr, he wanted basically on loan, he should give him some diamonds. And he'll sell it, and he'll with a commission, like he's saying. And he came back. Oh, Rav Meir is here. And he came, and the father said to the son. The son said to the father, "Father, why are you giving him? You know this guy. He'll never pay you back. You know it." So the father said, "That's right. I know it. This is my charity towards this person. This is tzedakah." So many times when a person goes out of his way to give money to someone else, they know in advance they're not giving it as a loan, they're giving it as tzedakah. When it comes to a cosigner, that's really what the psukim here are telling us, and we had this already twice before, is that it's very strange why a person would want to be a cosigner. What do you have to gain? Nothing. You're not going to be taking ribis, heteriska. It's not going to be a loan, and you're not the borrower who needs the money to invest. So what is in it for you? What is in it? You're not going to get any prestige because you're the one who lent the money. You know, you're a good person. Even if you're the lender, there's an advantage. There's some fringe benefit. Eved loyve liishmalve. The borrower is indebted to you for the rest of his life. Chazal say a person who borrows money in one sense becomes a slave to the one who lends him the money, even if ribis is not paid. You're just indebted to that person. So when a person lends money, there's a benefit. When a person borrows money, there's obviously a benefit. I need the money to survive. I don't have the money to get a loan. I'm not going to be able to purchase. I'm not going to buy a house. I'm not going to be able to survive that alone. So, but the cosigner gets nothing. The cosigner is not getting the money. The cosigner is not getting the prestige, is not getting the satisfaction of being the melech, eveloive liishmalve. He's not going to be the beneficiary of the eveloive. So what does the cosigner get? Nothing. So why would you want to be a cosigner? So basically, we learned before, you got to be a fool. You got to be a fool to be a cosigner. There's nothing in it for you. Obviously, appeals to the person to cosign, it's due to pressure, family pressure. It's due to communal pressure, it's a ches or whatever it is, but technically speaking, there is no benefit to gain. Fine. So here it says, now with that in mind, here we have a halach in the Torah, that if a person lends some money, you're not allowed to avoit avoito, you're not allowed to hold on to the pledge. A person borrows money, and you take from that borrower collateral, you have to give back the collateral, the mashkoin, if it's a blanket, you have to give it back to him at night. If it's something he needs during the day, you have to give it back to him by day. And when you come to collect the collateral, you're also not allowed to exert too much pressure. You have to stand outside the person's house. You're not allowed to enter. This pasuk is a source of very important halacha, that halacha is only true when it comes to the borrower. But when the lender comes to collect from the cosigner, according to halacha, he is permitted to demand the collateral from the cosigner, even enter his house and take it overnight, take it during the day. There are no restrictions when it comes to the lender seizing assets of the cosigner in order to collect the loan. Why? Because the cosigner has nothing to lose by letting himself be subject to this disgrace. In other words, what do we mean? When you borrow money, you're either borrowing money from a poor person or from a rich person. When you're borrowing money from a poor person, you're torturing them by taking away their blanket. The poor person borrowed money because he's poor, and now you're taking away his blanket. So by coming into his house and taking his blanket, you're causing him tsar. You're causing the poor man tsar. When it comes to the rich man, if you're going to go to the rich man, let's say a rich man borrows money, and you now go into his house and you demand, you're embarrassing him. You're embarrassing the rich man by coming and taking the collateral. He borrowed the money, and people know that he borrowed the money, and now by taking, you're embarrassing him. But when it comes to the cosigner, Chazal said there's no busha, because why would you be a cosigner? What did you have to gain out of being a cosigner? So he explains over here. Give me 1 second. It's not considered an embarrassment. Give me 1 second. It's not considered an embarrassment. You're going to take from the cosigner. Let me take a look. Here it is. Elam mishum the ikur isra lekichas hamashkin hu be'ani mishum tsara uva'asher mishum boishtoi. The zeh cosigner lo shach zeh lo shach barav ki iki mishum tsar. Less bo duhu bevadai enoi ani. There's no tsar. Why would he be a cosigner? That's for sure. No poor man would ever in his right mind become a cosigner. It's out of his mind. What does he have to gain? He didn't borrow the money. So it seems to be saying is that when you borrow something and then you don't pay, even if you're a rich man, it's a busha that you're not true in your word. So a cosigner is not. I never borrowed anything.
And you can take a mashkin from a cosigner.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And you don't have to return it at night.
You don't have to return at night, and you're allowed to enter his house. You're allowed to. Without going into all the details, which I don't know, the restrictions that the Torah creates for a borrower do not apply to a cosigner, because the basic two reasons the Torah put up these restrictions is not to cause them tsar, not to cause them embarrassment. You don't have these reasons in the full sense by a cosigner. There's no tsar because he's not a poor man, and there's no busha because I didn't take. When you take something, that's a busha. So now when I have to go and pay you back, my busha is exposed. Well, the cosigner didn't take anything, so there's no shame in taking his money. Okay, that's the basic idea. Let's see over here what it says in the Mitzudos. So one of the words, the pasuk to Zayin, lekach bigdai ki arav zar. You can go right ahead. Go right ahead. Take his garment, because this person served as a cosigner for a stranger, uva'ad nochriya chavleyu, and for a female. Nochriya here means a stranger. Chavleyu, you can be chayvel. Chayvel means to seize the pledge from this individual, because he accepted upon himself responsibility for a nochriya, for a strange person. The strange person here is exactly the same thing as a czar. Let's look at the mitzvah of Stavit. You can take as a mashkoin the garment of the cosign of Lot Hashamzeh, and you'll not be declared guilty. He has no one to blame other than himself. He became a cosign on his own. This person, he did it to himself by guaranteeing alone that he has no responsibility toward it. Too. Kofel Hadavar Loimar Bein Orev Avur Ish Bein Bavur Isha. And Nia Sara, a poor woman, a poor distraught woman who is
Orev Zar, a stranger, because if you know the person, you're not going to co-sign for it.
No, Zar just means it's a...
It's not your loan. In this context, it's not your loan. In this context, it just means that it's not your responsibility. So over here, the Mitzudah says something a little bit different. Nachriya, it's feminine. Nachriya means a stranger, a female stranger. You said that let this female, let her borrow money, and if she does not pay back, I guarantee the loan. You had no obligation to do that. You had nothing to gain from doing so. And therefore, you are subject to paying the money, even by giving up your garments, your property as collateral, because you are...
It's
But oro means you're a stranger to the transaction. You have nothing to gain from this transaction. I'm not borrowing money. I'm not lending. I have nothing to gain. And yet I'm obligating myself to pay back someone else's loan. So I'm a stranger. I'm a stranger to a male azar.
There's no busha by an usher because, you know, I think ashir go bankrupt.
Yeah.
Never goes bankrupt.
So that's not a busha to go bankrupt? A dignified person, that's not a busha? That's a very big busha for an usher. It's a busha. For an usher doesn't pay money. It's a tremendous busha.
These guys who ripped off millions, they do it again.
It's not a busha. It's not a, they're sick people. They're sick people. They have no, if they have no busha, they're sick. They're sick people. There's something definitely wrong.
What is Sarah?
So it means storm, storm, a storm. So it's an expression. Ania Sarah Loi Nuchama. It's Taftara. It just means a woman who's distraught. A woman who is a stormy woman, meaning she's homeless. She's out in the storm. When it's pouring rain, she's soaking wet. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Ania Sarah Loi Nuchama. Klal Yisrael is called the poor woman who is a disheveled in the storm, who has no comfort from her homelessness. So that's what it means over here. Also, that this person he was Ma'ari of a woman who was a Nia. Okay, now there is okay. So this is basically the halach, the mukaf halach that you're allowed to take a mashkoin from a cosine. This is a gemara of mitzvah. The end of mesechta of mitzvah daf kuf tesvav. The laws of not taking a mashkoin do not apply to a cosigner. Okay, let's go to pasuk Yud Zayin. Ari of Leish Lechem.
Cosigner stipulate in writing that I'm not giving you a mashkoin? I don't know.
Can cosigner do that? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Right. When it comes to Nimamnes, generally, to the conditions, yeah. Generally, conditions work, but when it comes to Dini Mimamnes, so, yeah, I don't know for sure. Okay, halacha Yud Zayin, Arev Leish Lechem, it is sweet. Arev here in the pasuk, it's a play on the words. Pasuk Yud Zayin is like in the original pasuk, but here the word Arev means not a cosigner, but it means sweet. It's sweet to a man, Lechem Shoker, false bread. What does it mean? What does it mean, false bread? V'achar, but afterwards, Yemole Fiu Chotzatz, but the end is not going to be sweet. The end will be, his mouth will be filled with gravel. He may start out, it may start out as a sweet bread, that's sweet, lechem shager, but ultimately he will be caught in his own trap and his mouth will be filled with gravel. Let's look at the Yud Zayin Mitzudos. Arev Masuk Lefiu Ishmachel Gazel, it's sweet to eat stolen bread. Aval Achris Adover, the end will be Asher Yehopech Befiv Lechotzatz, the bread will turn into gravel. Hameshabrois Es Hashinayim, which shatter his teeth. The Eina Maspim, do not provide satisfaction. Ratzlema Od Yirze, he will be famished. He will be hungry. Mishamein Bishra, from the fatness of his flesh. And Rashi interprets this more homiletically, and it says, refers to arayos, gilui arayos. It may be sweet for a man to be nichshol in eshes ish, but ultimately the sin will catch up with him and he will suffer the consequences. Neof
was very, very, very down on Orev, on the
cosine, on the previous pasuk, going back.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering, perhaps he's thinking, if you want to help somebody, lend them money. You don't want to be a big shot. You don't want to expose your assets. You don't want to give him some of your assets to lend them. You just want to cosign. He's going to pay up anyhow, but it's not going to cost you anything, and you're a big shot for a while.
Could be.
Trying to get something for nothing.
Could be. What's in it for you? What's in it for you to be a cosigner? You're not getting the money, and you're not getting the prestige of the satisfaction of Evel Evel Yishmalva. So what are you getting then? So he was read the third time in Sefer Mishlei where he's very critical of this thing called a cosigner. Okay, now here Pasuk Yizan is talking about Arayos. A man is nichshol in an eishes ish. It may be sweet in the beginning. Ultimately, Yimalei Piu Chotzatz is now to be filled with gravel. Okay, I don't have any midrashim. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Ches. Mach Shavos Be'etza Tikon. Thoughts. Be'etza Tikon. Or really, Eitzah, we have to read the words backwards. Eitzah, counsel, comes from deep thoughts. You don't come up with good ideas, like with good ideas just on the spur of the moment. You have to think deeply. You have to daven through thought. And Eitzah, read the words backwards. Eitzah, with machashavos tikkun, with calculation, with thought, is established. That's why they say... Machashava is so you're reading it forward. If you read it, if Eitzah is counsel, counsel is.
So it's advice.
Okay, advice comes with thought. Eitzah means a plan.
With advice, you will get good thoughts.
Wait, say it again. Let's see the mitzvahs. With your good advice.
With good advice, you'll have good
machshavos. We'll have good machshavos. Well, I think that good advice only comes. Well, that's many times. That's the point. That's the question. The question is, how do you read the words? It's more often than not in these psukim. Initially, you don't necessarily read the words in order. You have to read the words backwards. Okay, let's see the mitzvah. This pasuk yitches the mitzvah. Terry translates it. Machshavos beitza. Machshavos hanasim beatzas yoatzim. Okay, so he's reading the words. He's reading the words pretty much forward. Thoughts that come through the counsel of the wise. The Yoatzim, Machashavos Be'etza, plans that come through wise counsel. Pasuk concludes, Tikon will be established, Tikon Vitiskayim. Okay, so we read it forwards. Machashavos means plans that have been gained, have come to fore through the Eitzah, through advice, seeking wise counsel, tikkun will be established. Then it goes on to say, "V'im tilochem b'mi b'mi." If a person uvitachbulos asim mocham, if a person decides to go to war, if one nation decides to go to war against another nation, one person goes to war, you better have a good battle plan, because you can be sure that your opponent has a plan. Don't think that you'll catch him by surprise. He whatever plan he you have, he knows about, and he's going to outsmart you. V'im tilochem b'mi asei melchama b'hischakmus rav, with great wisdom, ki bevadai, without question, gam shekenegdecha harbi machshavos beitzel, your opponent has many thoughts. Ulezeh mehatzarech lehischakem yisnifu, you have to work on yourself to become wiser, as wise as possible. Okay, the Super Bowl yesterday. So do you know they have secret plans? Do you know how much security goes into? There's more security that goes into the meetings and the training for each team than the United States has for any CIA. What?
You have to pay $10,000 a seat.
Why? Because that's how it is. Because the whole country is watching. This is important. This is what's important. So when they all these scandals, all the listen to the news that when they're practicing, that it's in the stadium, that's closed, and they catch someone looking from a distance with eavesdropping things and watching with video equipment to watch how their technique. It's worth billions, and they sneak in anyway. Do this. There are all these secrets that are going on, and the countermeasures are incredible. Things that they're doing to protect themselves, much more so than the government is worried about protecting themselves. And they do all the CIA missions in Syria and who knows where. What goes on? So this is what it says. Because when you make a mocham, you have to make sure they do with great chachma. So let's see the mitzvahs plus with the mitzvahs plus Rashi says Mach Shabbos Beitza Tikon v'tachbulos asim mochama im. I left out the previous Rashi. Let's go back to the previous pasuk. V'acha yimali piyum chotzatz avonim dakois. What is chotzatz? Chotzatz is gravel and small stones. V'chein v'yigros bechotzatz v'yigaris bechotzatz shin of the teeth were chipped with or chewed gravel. Okay, pasuk yitches machshavos beitza tikonu uvedachbulos asimochama im basel lilochim kneged hasatan. So here Rashi is telling us, don't read this pasuk literally. We're not dealing with mundane activities, Super Bowl techniques, or war, one nation against another nation, or two people who are political opponents who are trying to kill each other in an election. We're not dealing with, that's not the only interpretation. We're dealing with Keneged the Satan. When the Satan, the Yetzer, tries to attack you and make you do an aver, you have to go against him with great Chochmah.
in basel dilochim kneged hasatan batech b'tachbulos. And what are the tachbulos? So you would think Rashi would say usseshuva usefila utzedaka, but that's not what it says. It says shuva usefila and tainis. Interesting. Instead of tzedaka, tainis, and that is what you should. The tachbul of Rashi's opinion to succeed against the satan.
Okay, let
tainis. That's tshuva. That is now how we associate tshuva. Tsoim, koil, and mammon. Right? So you would expect Rashi to say tshuva, tzilut, tzedaka. Because what is tshuva? Part of the process of tshuva is fasting. I have no idea why Rashi said this. Rashi certainly had to pee at the kali. When was the Nisan HaTekef? The Nisan HaTekef written? Before Rashi or after Rashi? When the Nisan HaTekef? After Rashi? How much after Rashi?
Not much, about 150 years.
Okay, so it's a different. The Mechaber of the Shuvah, Stan HaTekef.
Did not know this Rashi?
Is there.
Rashi's money was no big deal. We didn't care about it.
He was a wealthy man. So
he wasn't going to say it's about that.
You know, money is the.
But Tainus is the real.
But isn't that included in Shuvah? Huh? It's in Tainus.
No, it is Harata.
Harata, okay, all right. When we say Shuvah Sultaka, so it says on the Siddur, like the little letters, it says.
It says in Tilla, Nafshi, because
of yeah.
My soul. So, Naftali, the speaker, when they quote that whole thing, see, Ram Shad, he says, a Lutva, a snagit, when he doesn't have a bear, he steals money or whatever, he goes to this mentor, he takes out a lot. Allah has said, but he sees that it was his, so he does Shuva. A chassid does something, he goes to his rabbi, and he looks at his rabbi, he says, the rabbi did the same thing I did. So he says, so not,
yeah.
You have to, everybody shall have to say my soul.
Ay, ay, ay.
So you do Shuva based on your background. Rashi didn't have a problem with that. He didn't mention money.
All right. Let's now. The Medrash pretty much said the Medrash elaborates on this idea, and with this thing called tachbulos, and the focus of the Medrash is we translate tachbulos means tricks. You have to be a chacham. You have to figure out the solutions. If you know that the Yetzer Hara, we know this idea that all the Bali Moses talk about this. If you have a problem, person has a problem. He has an addiction problem. He has a problem with Shmira Seinayim, a problem with who knows what, all the various Gute Zachen, talking during the Avnik, Lashon Hara, whatever you want to talk about. So we have a problem there. Certain people have bigger problems than others. Tachbulas. The idea is you have to recognize you're not going to win. You're not going to win. The Yetzer is always going to win. Therefore, you have to outsmart him by doing things. By doing things not to come in contact with the Yetzer Hara. You have a problem, Shmiras Seinayim. So you have to, don't go to places where you're gonna have Shmiras Seinayim problems. You have a problem with the Lashon Hara, so don't go to a place where they're gonna talk, because then you're gonna engage in the Lashon Hara. You have to have tachbulos trickery. You have to use trickery in order to overcome the Yetzer Hara. That's the similar way the Bali Musar translated with tachbulos. The Medrash takes word tachbulos and finds a hidden message. Chavilos. Tachbulo shares the same shurish as a chavila, a bundle, and it's saying is that you have to compensate for your averos. If you did 10 averos, so the solution is tshuva requires do 10 mitzvos. If you did an aver with your hand, do a mitzvah with your hand. You did an aver with your mouth, do a mitzvah with your mouth. You did an aver with your foot, do a mitzvah with your foot. And the Medrash gives many examples. I'll give you over here, I'll give you a couple of words in this Medrash. Omar, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Acha, Bereshim, Rabbi Simoin. Imasisa chavilois chavilois shel averos. A person that sinned has done bundles and bundles of averos. What is the solution? Asay kenegdan chavilois chavilois shel mitzvahs. And now it gives all these different examples. Example number one is of a pasuk in Mishlei. Back in Paragvav, it said there, Einayim Ramos, a person has arrogant eyes, Lashon Shaker, a tongue of deceit, yodayim shevchoy stom naki, hands that committed murder, lev choyresh machshavos oven, a heart that thinks evil thoughts, raglayim memaharos larus lara, feet which are swift to walk to evil to places, yofiach chazav eitshek, a person testifies falsely. Okay, it goes further. Now he gives different examples. So what's the solution? The solution is kneged einayim, person has arrogant eyes. You should do is be medactic in tefillin. That's what it says in the Medrash. Because tefillin is called v'hayule toitofos bein einecha. It's funny, I saw yesterday, I was reading a sefer yesterday and talking about the word toitofos. There's a new sefer, I think one day we're going to do a review on this sefer from Rabbi Klein, the new phenomenal sefer called Mechaber, I forgot the first name of the Mechaber, but his last name is Klein. A young man from Lakewood, I don't even think he's 30 years old. The Sefer is about Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh. History, Halacha, all the various things you can possibly imagine about Lashon HaKodesh. Incredible Sefer. So there, Derech Agav, he talks about the word Toitofos, Spain Inecha. And Toitofos is a word, it's a Hebrew word, which we all know from Rashi, really comes from two words from the Ummah Sulam, Tot and Pos. Tot in one country is two, Pot in another country is two. And there's much discussion is when the Torah was written, did the Torah include within it foreign words? Is the Torah written purely in Lashon HaKodesh, or does the Torah include words taken from other languages?
This we is have by Lavan Yaakov.
Yigar Sohadusa, that's Aramaic. Aramaic is in the category by itself. That's a separate category. But let's put the Aramaic aside. Let's focus on other languages. Languages like the Beis HaSohar. Yosef was put in the Beis HaSohar. It's a very big debate. Is the word Sohar, prison, is that a Hebrew word or is that an Egyptian word? Okay, there are a number of examples. And one example is the word Toitofos. And this we have to have advantage that Chazal already discussed what the word Toitofos, Tot and Pat. The question is, what exactly Chazal mean too in different languages? But he in the Sefer, he brings down different Rishonim that tell us that they've done studies. The word Toitofos, some suggest, means eyeglasses. That Paro wore
lenses.
Paro, there's a Medrash, Paro says, Bein Einecha, there's a Targum, I don't remember the details, that Paro, when were eyeglasses invented? Much later, recently. How many hundreds of years ago did they create eyeglasses?
They had magnifying glasses before.
Well, magnifying glasses.
Before, right.
Okay, and
telescope.
So someone says to suggest an incredible chiddush is that they had eyeglasses in ancient times. Go Google this if there's such a thing. Eyeglass in ancient times, and Paro wore eyeglasses. They have a makar for this. He wore eyeglasses.
He wore sunglasses.
Whatever, some type of glasses. And Mela, that's the word tefillin. Tefillin is an Egyptian word for eyeglasses.
Really?
Or not Egyptian, for eyeglasses. And it's used to say, what are the hayulit toitofos bein einecha, between your eyes. So we don't put on our eyes, we put on our head. But the purpose of the tefillin is to give us a different outlook in life. Outlook of Shema Yisrael, you have this. An amazing, amazing idea. Okay, it has to be the study, but over here he's telling us, according to this management, he's telling us that a person is not there by using his eyes, by looking at things that are not proper. The solution is to wear tefillin shel rosh. Wear tefillin shel rosh, that will be a solution. Then he gives more examples. Let's say a person did lashon sheker. A person spoke with his tongue false. So the solution is, what? Anything over there? You find anything?
Yeah.
On the eyes, worn on the eyes as glasses in ancient times.
A similar object, they're talking about the polished crystals magnifying them. The glass here, I don't know if they
were. Did they ever find an artifact that was an eye that they can be determined was worn on a person's nose?
in ancient times. I'm not aware of such a thing. So it says. This is what it says in the Sefer. Yeah, such a quotation, such a yisod. Okay. But anyway, when it comes to Shaka, the solution is Torah. V'limatim was the mesmenechem. Okay, when it comes to Yadayim, Shevchas, when the hands that have done Averos, the solution is Mimedaktik and Tfilin Shalyat. When it comes to the heart has thought, evil thoughts, the solution is V'hayu ha-dvarim ha-eila shanochim mitzavecho hayom al levavecha. To Mimedaktik and what that pasuk means. When it says the feet were swift to do an Averos, the solution is Rotz achar milo shenitna bein birkayim. Person has sinned with his feet. He has used his feet to go to places that are not proper. The solution is be medactic in the midst of bris milah. Be instrumental in having other people do bris milah, because bris milah represents the concept of the feet. And when it talks about a person that has testified falsely, yefiach kezav eit sheker, the solution is v'atem eidainum Hashem. I'm not sure what that means exactly. When it comes to the sin of umishalech and midonim ben achim, person was responsible for machloikis, he should seek bakei shalom v'radfeir. Okay, so the basic idea over here is that a person, we take this word here in this pasuk, machshavos beitza tikon uvisach bulos ase muhammar. Either it means trickery, you have to outsmart the yetzahara, or it means a person has to compensate for his averos with bundles and bundles of mitzvos, zelu umaze. Okay, now there is one other medrash, it's a very important medrash. I don't have the full clarity of what this means here, but we take the word tachbulos as a code for mishnayos, the learning of mishnayos. Now, I don't know exactly why the word tachbulos means mishnayos, but that's what it says. And that's what it says here in this medrash. Medrash makes a very tachbulos, a bundle. I guess what it means is the mishnayos are bundles of halachas. When you learn a Gemara, what is a Gemara? The Gemara is shakel v'tarya. There's a discussion. There's Abai and there's Rav, there's Ravina Rashi, there's Rav Papa and Rav Huna, and there's the Gemara Talmud is discussion. Mishnayos are bundles of halacha statements. Bundles. So it says here that the solution, asay mulchama, if a person wants to do mulchama with the Yetzirah, the real solution to the mulchama with the Yetzirah is tachbulos, the code for learning mishnayos. And we always say the greatest investment one can make for their neshama is to learn mishnayos. Mishnayos is osios, mishnah is osios neshama. Me'asher shmei nalach v'itin ma'adani mel. That's what the medrash. I'll use some of the words. This medrash, the rach, the benob pasar. What does it mean over here? Tachbulos asim molchama. It means b'mishnayos. Through the learning of mishnayos, a person lo'olam yashkia adam atzma b'mishnayos shim yirasek. Because if a person gesundheit im yirasek, which means a person finds himself stuck somewhere, then mishnayos will always come towards your rescue. It's always it's always the safest solution in war. You have like a war and you're stuck. If you're really stuck, you drop a nuclear bomb. that's always the final. that's always the last resort. The mishnayos is the last resort. A person will battle with the satan. The satan will claim, argue, you've done an avera, you've sinned with malice, and you're an evil person, and you'll argue and argue, I didn't do it, so on and so forth. When everything doesn't work, the very last thing to say to the satan is, you nuke him. And how do you nuke the satan? You pull out your mishnayos. That's pretty much what it says here in this medrash. I mean, I'm not exaggerating.
Mishnah is neshama.
Mishnah is neshama, like we said, the reason why tachbul, it's the same idea. Chavila. Chavila is a bundle. And the mishnayos in learning represents the ultimate bundle. It's bundles and bundles of short halachas. Yiftichud, this will be the solution in, that's what it says over here. Amud barzel mishnah. It is a pillar of iron. Mishnah, and that everything depends on the Mishnah. Okay, one last medrash. The medrash of here says, Rabbi Yudin
Rabbi Yudin in Posar, it says, when it says in Yom HaKippurim, Bezos Yavoi HaKoyen El HaKodesh, because little bit this pasuk, the subject of this pasuk is referring to, is referring to Yom Kippur. B'koyin gadol b'chnistas to leveis kodesh hakadoshim to lilochem k'neged ha-satan for nichnas b'tachbulos. He interprets the pasuk that the molchama here in this pasuk, in pasuk Yilches, is the battle the koyin gadol is waging with the satan in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's an amazing Yalkut Shmoni, because we don't look at Yom Kippur, we don't look at that like that. We look at Yom Kippurim. Okay, so the Kohen Gadol goes in, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to offer Ketores. What does the Satan have to do with anything? Okay, the Satan is whatever. Davening, it's Yom Hadin. No, he says that the Satan is inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Kohen Gadol is going in the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do battle with the Satan. That's what it says. And when he goes to do battle, you have to come armed and prepared with weapons. And the weapons the Kohen Gadol comes in is tachbulos, bundles, trickery, or we're interpreting according to this message, bundles. What are the bundles? The bundles are those merits of Klal Yisrael that begin with the word Zos. Bezos Yavoi Aroin El HaKodesh. When you go into the Kodesh to do battle with the Satan, you have to come with Zos. What is Zos? Go search the entire Tanakh and find every mitzvah that begins with the word Zos. And here this medrash provides us all those mitzvahs. For example, first is Zuchus Torah, the Zuchus of Talmud Torah, V'zois HaTorah Asher Samoisha this morning. I hope we all said that this morning. V'zois HaTorah. Okay. Next, Mila, Bris Mila, in the Zuchus of Bris Mila, Zos Berisi. When Hashem gave the Bris to Avram Avinu, he said Zos Berisi. What? This Yalkut Shmoni Mishlei on this pasuk, Bris Milah Zos Berisi, Shabbos is called the Zos Ashrei Enosh Ya'ase Zos. Okay, that is the Haftorah on a tiny Sibur referring to Shabbos. Yitishmu Shabbos Zosai and Yeshaya, and the very end of Yeshaya. Okay, the Zuchus of Yerushalayim. Why? Because Zos Yerushal pasuk in Yecheskel Zos Yerushalayim. Okay, the zuchus of the Shiftei Ka, just the existence of the Shiftei Ka, v'zos liYehuda. Now, I guess Yehuda represents the Malchus, represents the king of the Shvatim, so we refer, when we say Zos, the Medrash interprets, it really refers to all of the Shvatim. And the zuchus of Klal Yisrael, Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Zos Ko Mosech Damso L'Samar, the zuchus of Truma, the Zos HaChuma, the zuchus of Maestros, uvichanuni no bezois. Tchem bezchus hakarbonos, and in the zchus of karbonos, which refers to bezos yava Aaron. I guess the kodesh hakodesh meaning the guitarist is one of the guitarist one of the karbonos. Karben Bokal, that's the karbonos. Okay, so we have over here, it's a very interesting medrash. It gives at least, it goes to the four time of computers. It went through all of Tanakh and found a list of mitzvahs, like it sounds like 6-7 mitzvahs, which the Torah explicitly defines with the word Zos, and it is specifically these mitzvahs which serve as a zuchus for Klal Yisrael. It's the bundle of these mitzvahs that serve as the zuchus for Klal Yisrael on Yom HaKippur. It's a good chomer l'drush for a Rav to take these 7 things, these 7 mitzvahs, and try to find some common theme, common denominator, to explain that it's this zuchus that serves for Klal Yisrael, the bundle of these things together, that we do melchama on Yom HaKippurim. Okay, let's now go to Pasuk Yud Tes. I want to make sure I didn't skip anything here. Give me 1 second. Turn the page here. Okay, Pasuk next was Pasuk Yud Tes. Pasuk Yud Tes. Goyle, there are 3 different parts to Pasuk Yud Tes. 3 different types of people. Number one is a Goyle Soid, a person that likes to reveal secrets. He goes around and what? He's Goyle, worse than he's Goyle. Snowden, is that his name? So is he allowed to do that when he does? He's Mamish the Malchus. There's never been a Goyle Soid in the history of the world
Well, what's his first name?
Eric?
Eric Lee? Snowden, whatever his name is.
Jonathan Pollard.
John. Ain't a doimer. The ganze Welt, every little secret, the whole world is still coming out. Every other day, there's all these articles. And how do you know this? We know that it was released by Snowden. Gola Sod, that's number one. Hoylech Rachel, a table bear. A person goes and makes trouble. You go and you reveal gossip. Ulefosesifos, of a person that just can't keep his mouth shut. He opens up his mouth. Edward Snowden. Ulefosesifosof, and he opens up his lips, lo sis orof. Shlomo HaMelech is giving advice to anyone that's willing to listen, stay away from these three people. Stay away from the Goyle Sait, from the Holech Rachel, and the Lefoysa Sefasa. Lefoysa means to open up lips.
He married 100 wives?
What? He married, what?
So his wives, between the three of them, he must have had 300 of these Goyle Sait, Tele Rachel, and
Let's look at your test individuals. Go to the last slide. Whose nature is legalois hasoid v'lo yochol lamed al atzmai lahastir davar, to conceal secret matters ma regarding anything v'lo imi shohelach do, number two, stay away from v'lo imi shohelach rochil bekavonim yichedes, with a premeditated intent to cause strife v'lo imi shedivrei sifosav hema pesuyos are pesuyos, which I guess means foolish. I mean, foolish. Paisa means foolishness. I made a mistake. I said it means open. I made a mistake. Paisa means foolishness. A pesi, a foolish. He says foolish things. Ashebavur hasichlus, due to his foolishness, yigale hasoil tumo, he will reveal secrets to his innocence, not realizing how harmful it is to say certain things. Chayim v'hamoves biyad haloshayim. I had a situation where a person told me secrets, totally changed. These are things I'm not supposed to know, and only because I know these secrets, it created an entirely different situation for me. And it was so foolish on that person to reveal this information. Just foolish. Why would you want to reveal this information? I acted upon it because I had no choice. Was it for my good or my not good? I don't know. I'll never know. But it's striking what it says here. Stay away from these people, they'll ruin you. Lo sis or rough. Let's look over here at the Mitzudas and Mitzudas. Rashi passes Yotesko, Lassud, Holoch, Rachel, Ulfosis, Savosav, Amadabo, Chalokis. A person who speaks smoothly, Lefatoischa, to entice you, Ule Hasischa, and to take you astray, to entice you to do Averos. So according to Rashi, it appears Rashi is not the same as the Mitzudos. Rashi appears to be saying, what? To be fate, to entice you, not foolishness. Mitzudos is foolishness, he's learning to entice you. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chof Mekalil Ovev Imo Yidach Neroi Beishun. A person that curses, Rachman al-Islam, his father and his mother, his nair, his candle will be dimmed, will be darkened in the darkness of night. So this person is a person that curses parents, he will suffer darkness. Let's look at the Mitzvah Pasuk Chaf. Yidach nair, Yichube Nishmasa, he will die, death. Death penalty. It's one of Chiyuv Misa. A person is Mekalel his parents with the Hashem's name is Chayiv Misa. Yichube Nishmoso, his neshama will be extinguished. The Shachrus HaChoshech, in the ultimate darkness. Ratzalaymar Bevo Yom Hagmul Ace Toir Nishmasatza. When the day of punishment will come, when the neshama of the tzaddikim will shine, when the neshama of the tzaddikim will shine, this person's neshama will be dimmed, will be dark. So how is he learning Shana Pasuk over here? Let's see, what is the Mesuzah? It says, Yidach Inin Nitor V'Kafitza
כמו דאוכו כאש קוצם והיא הכיבוי הנר כי השלהבס נדחה ונקבץ מן הפסיל בישן עניין שחוס וחושך וכן בישן לדארקנס. So I guess thing is that when the time comes when everyone else will light up, when all the neshamas of the tzaddikim will be illuminated, this person's neshama will be completely black, will be completely extinguished. Ratzalama, we'll tell those words of here, Ratzalama, v'yam ha'gmol es to'ir nishmas ha'tzaddik ulefi shadima es ha'neshama l'ner. Since in this pasuk we're comparing the neshama to a ner, dimas ha'gmol, we're comparing the punishment le'es tzarech ha'aras ha'ner, the time when the ner should be illuminated. But this person, instead of his neshama being illuminated, will be darkened, it will be extinguished. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mekala v'imo yidach nero b'ishoin choyshech behanshif uvehashchir ha-choyshech, with the darkening of darkness, kolaymar bevohora, with the ishun. Ishun means the coming of the dark, the coming the ishun choyshech, the coming of the dark or the ultimate darkness is bevo kolaymar bevo hara, when the evil comes, when evil will come. Okay, ishun normally means the pupil of the eye, and the pupil of the eye is black. Even people who have blue eyes have black pupils. Everyone, that's a universal feature. Every person has a black pupil. Why is the Ishan called Ishan? We once said this a number of times. Because Ishan comes from the word Ish. When you look at someone, the ultimate mirror is a person's eye. When you look at someone, you're looking at yourself. The only thing is, being that the eyes are round, it's a miniature Ish. There's a miniature. A nun seifis in Lashon Kodesh is always used to connote what's the word?
Minimization.
What?
Diminutive.
Small. To minimize. Diminutive. The minimization. That the nun. That's the usage of the word nun to make something very small. So we have the word ishon is a composite of a nun to make small and ish, which means a little man, a little ish. Who's the little ish? Yourself. When you look at someone, you're looking in the mirror. That's the pupil. So the pupil here is the ishon, and that the pupil is black. It's black, and ishon choshech, the darkness of the eye. Rashi always says that the more you guard your eyes, Hashem will guard the little ish that's in the little ish that's in the eyes. Zelu mazeh. You want Hashem to guard the ish. So the more that you guard where your eyes look at, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate and guard the ish that possesses who is the owner of those eyes. A little bit of drush. Okay, let's go. This is and what is the deeper meaning of this pasuk? So the Medrash says, the Medrash gives two examples. It says a person goes to the store and he buys a candle and then he goes home and the candle gets burnt by the candle. It slips and it falls and he gets burnt. He gets a first degree burn or burns down his house. The person says to the candle, I only bought you that you should provide for me illumination. I didn't buy you that you should burn down my house, that I should get burnt. So it's the same thing. A person only has children, that the children should provide benefit for their neshama. Yeah, you put children in this world, that will be a benefit. I didn't create you that you should burn me, destroy me. And that's what it's over here. Let's read the words over here. Klabi mina pasuk ze ela e I'm sorry. Kala vimo yidach ner bishon ochishach. Umehechal veidem zos ela shaharei. No, that's already next pasuk. Okay, let me read this. El lechvoyder here is mekalel ave v'imo yidach neiroi b'ishun choyshach. Rabbi Yuda bar Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Levi, Chadman once said, "Amar two mishalom leechad shekane loy sakin liyos mechatich babasi." Go to the store, you buy a butcher knife, and the reason why you buy the butcher knife is to go cut meat. And what happens on the way home? Nafla sakin al etzba'o v'chatocho. And on the way home, the knife falls on your own hand, and it cuts your hand. So the person says, Omar, the person says to the knife, loy konisi oy soel lios mechatech babasar shema lehechatech ba. I only bought you to go cut other meat. I didn't buy that I should be cut by this knife. Same thing is kach ein adam moilid elo bonav elo lichvo. The person only has children for his own honor. Vehein mekal noisai, and they go curse the person. That's a mekal of imo. A person curses his parents. Rachman lutzlan. So this is, the person will suffer, the person, the child will suffer the consequences. Yidach ne'er b'ishoin choyshech. And the second mashal, the one I told you about, the one that I told you before, the Asheni Yom, the second Tana says, mashal, he lit a ne'er in order there should be illumination. And what happens? Nafal al b'idoy v'suffer, the ne'er fell on his thumb and was burnt. Amalo lihilakti yosel liyos ne'os l'oroi. I only lit you in order there should have pleasure. Shemo li sarif bodai, I like you, that I should be burned by you. Kach ein adam moilid bonim el lechvoy, the person with children for his honor. Vehein mekal meso, and Rachman lechson, if they curse the person, the person is going to have to suffer. Okay, who do we learn this from? Where do we find in the Torah a person that cursed his father? Who didn't curse his father? But we learn this idea. We learn from Chom ben Noach. Chom ben Noach was the first child that did not have proper dercheretz for a father.
He didn't curse his father.
He didn't curse father, but he didn't have dercheretz. He looked at his father when he was naked. Chom, he saw the ervas aviv, and he mocked his father, and he didn't curse his father. And yet, even though he did not curse his father, what happened to all of his descendants? They were cursed. All slaves come from Chom for the lack of respect he had for his father. So the Medrash comments, if that happened only for lacking respect, al achas kama v'kama mekal al ove v'imay al achas kama v'kama sheyidach neroi b'ishun choshach. If look what happened to Chom, Chom became cursed for what he did to his father, only looking at him when he was not dressed, and for all generations he suffered, how much more so will a person's eye be dimmed in the darkness of night for Rachman al-Atslan being over on this halacha of the kalal of the v'ima. Alright? Maka, causing blood, or maka v'ima, to cause blood to come out of the doctor.
What does maka mean, to make light of?
Makla means to hit. To hit, to injure. Makla means to hit. No. It means to hit. To wound. A wound and cause blood. It's a very big child. Is a child allowed to be a doctor, a surgeon for a father? Is a child allowed to take out a tooth? You go to a dentist. A son is a great dentist. Is a father allowed to go to his son for dental work?
Injections.
What?
A guy used to give injections. Came to his father, he called somebody else.
You do someone else to do the injection. Well, let's say you have people, and it's very kind, people have people at home. People, sometimes parents, you take care of elderly parents, and you gotta give a shot. You know, today it's a big thing, you gotta give shots. So who gives the shots? The children. So by giving the shots, there's gonna be it all depends, all different types of shots. There's blood. Okay, so the chatchila. Okay, no, it depends, right? It all depends. Yeah, you're right, it all depends, it varies. Everything.
It's actually a trufa, you could say.
Okay, and echnami. So lechatchila, it's not ideal. But when there is no solution, then it's, of course it's mutter, because again, it's not dam for l'shema hakah. It's dam l'shema refuah. So of course mikra hadin, it's mutter, and all these types of procedures. Okay, with that we will conclude.